Japan's Emperor Akihito made an unprecedented address to the country today, urging people not to give up. The 77-year-old said it's important that each of us shares in the difficult days that lie ahead and that people take care of each other. Well, thousands of miles away, people in the coastal Massachusetts town of Plymouth want to take care of people in another town in Japan, their sister city for 20 years, Shishigahama, about a half hour from the earthquake's epicenter and, as we said, right on the water. Margie Burgess is from Plymouth. She's on the school committee and spearheads the sister city program. She's traveled to Shishigahama many times as part of their cultural exchange, as recently as last fall, when the two towns celebrated the 20th anniversary of their relationship. And Margie, I saw pictures this weekend of people in Plymouth weeping because they couldn't reach their friends in Japan. Have you reached anyone now?
Yes, it's beginning to come in, and we've put up a blog, updates on Plymouth's sister city, Shichigahama, it's called, and we've been getting information in from people around the world that have been exchange students that have, you know, moved out, who are close to the situation. Some Plymouth people, they have heard back.
Well, I understand there was a young woman in particular, Naomi Sato, that you wanted to reach. Why? Who is she?
She was an exchange student in Plymouth for 1 year. She just moved from Sendai back to Shichigahama on the beach. And after the first quake 2 days prior, when we got in touch with her, she said everybody was okay and everything, but if there was ever a tsunami, that her family would be gone. So we were so worried when the tsunami came. But she did get up to higher ground with her. She has three little children. And so they are okay. Her parents are okay. The father works for the town of Shichigahama itself. So we're getting information more and more about the families, which is so exciting.
What's this bond about? Explain that to us.
Oh, over the years, we exchange students. We send students every other year, and then they come here on the off year. So we built over the 20 years very, very close ties. We stayed in their homes, and we love them. And they've been so good with us. And, well, you feel powerless when you can't help them.
Well, so you have heard from some people, but Anderson Cooper from CNN finally reached your sister city, Shishigahama. It took quite a while because all the roads are out, and he found quite a bit of devastation. Let's listen.
There's the contents of multiple houses here. There's a mattress over there. There's another house over there that's collapsed. And just almost as far as the eye can see is just debris.
Margie, have you seen these pictures?
No, I have not.
They're pretty awful. He found children's dolls, wedding photos covered with mud, and just debris.
Yeah, and this would be all in those sections down by the water. That's why I'm worried about our host family who live just a hair up the hill from the surfing beach. And I have another one that owns a gas station, and he lived down in that area. So all those people that are down by that area of the beach, because Shichigahama means seven beaches in English.
The Plymouth Board of Selectmen, Dick Quindle, has said that he will never forget the date 9/11. He says, my heart is 9/11, but now in his heart also will be 3/11.
Yes.
Yeah. By the way, Margie, those of us who love our vacation time in Plymouth on Manamet Beach are well aware of what you're aware of, which is that you've got a nuclear power plant right there in Plymouth.
We do.
Are you thinking about that as well today?
For me, I think about it, but it's on my back burner because I'm so into the people part. Right now, I'm just so concerned about finding people that, to me, that's really important and the urgent issue now.
Yeah.
Our power plant right this minute is safe.
Margie Burgess of Plymouth, Massachusetts, trying to get in touch with friends in that town, sister city, Shishigahama. Margie, thank you.
Okay.